Good morning, New Covenant. My name is Jerry Welch, and I give thanks here before you to God our Father and our Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because today I am being baptized. Hallelujah. Believe it or not, I had to screw up my nerve to say these words here today, for several reasons, I would say. First, I grew up in a rather emotionally reserved Irish-German family. Effusive was not our style. Second, I grew up in the Catholic Church, still consider myself a member of that church also. And while Catholics pray and give thanks for lots of things, some of them rather odd to non-Catholics, we do so in unison, and when more or less told to do so, unless praying privately. And finally, I grew up to become a psychiatrist. Not exactly a profession that wears its heart on its sleeve. I became a member of New Covenant over 25 years ago, along with my wife Janet and two children, Ruth and Robbie. The story in our family is that one day, after Mass, my daughter, age 7 or so, asked her mom why there were not women at the altar. That was enough for Janet, a recent convert, who had crossed her fingers behind her back when made to promise that she would raise her children in the Catholic Church, to begin to think about a new church home for us. One weekend, when I was skiing, Amanda Shepherd, then a member of New Covenant and child care provider for us, invited Janet and the kids to service here. The next week I went along with, not expecting much, but was moved by the music, the teaching, and what Jim Linder would subsequently explain to me as a belief in New Covenant, at least some of its members, in the real presence of Jesus in weekly communion. Our attendance was quite regular while our children were growing up. Some of my ambivalence in my faith life surfaced again. Ron was particularly helpful to me when, or rather with his prayer and counsel, in matters where I was struggling or failing morally or spiritually, and I thank him for his guidance and support over a period of years. Even so, once our children grew up and left home, one of my more compelling reasons for weekly attendance diminished, and then there was COVID and my illness. As many of you know, I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in November 2020, in fact, by my wife, after I ignored her advice to get some lab work done for some diarrhea I was having, and she hauled me into her office for an examination for new-onset abdominal pain. Since then, I have been through chemo, surgery, more chemo, and radiation throughout the year of 2021. That was a long and difficult year, but 2022 was good. The cancer was not detectable, and my strength was returning. I know that you all have been praying for me, and I want to thank you for those prayers and the many meals you have delivered to us when I was too sick and we were too overwhelmed to do much cooking ourselves. For the past 2 years, you all have been the hands and heart and face of Jesus to us. My cancer returned and had advanced to stage 4 in February this year, just a few weeks before we were to go to Italy. That trip had to be canceled, and I am back in treatment, this time in another experimental protocol at Barnes. You have continued to pray for me, and the cancer has stopped growing. The problem with pancreatic cancer is that it often, if not almost always, surmounts chemotherapy and recurs. While we are not without hope, we also know that the prognosis is very poor. Time will tell. In the meantime, the idea of getting baptized came up with Janet, as do most of the good ideas in my life. She was baptized here at New Covenant years ago, and at the time I thought that was good for her, a former Free Methodist and Protestant, but just too weird for me as a Catholic. In several ways to which I have already alluded, I am very much identified with Nicodemus, hence my request for today's reading. So why am I getting baptized today? It is, I now feel, the best way I know how to respond to what has been a persistent, if not always continuous, signal of God's love at the very heart of being, and for me, a signal that has grown stronger in my illness and with the approach of my own death, a growing trust that he will be there on the other side of the grave after I have left this world, and that I want to embrace him now in baptism before I leave, and not just then, after the event of my death. New Covenant, you have been a huge part of this pilgrimage. Thank you for your love, your prayer, and your support. After this service and my baptism, starting at 3 p.m. today, there will be a celebration of life and garden party at our home. This will be a very casual, potluck-style affair with food from Black Dog arriving around 4 and beer and wine and other non-alcoholic drinks. All of you are invited to come and partake. This is not a celebration of my life, but more a celebration of all the people in my life, family, friends, colleagues, and brothers and sisters from New Covenant will be there. I also have a garden I would like to share with all of you, a garden I have been working on for 20 years. While not complete, it looks more finished and tidy than it ever has. So please come and join us for this joyful event. Our home address is 2806 Oakmont Court. Our home is just south of Windsor Avenue, off of Galen and then Sussex Court. We hope to see you then. Thank you.